Trump campaign mocks DeSantis's Bootgate, shoes more appropriate for America's next top model. By Hannah Blow on November 1, 2023. A statement from Trump spokesperson Stephen Cheung delved into the latest scandal rocking the political primary world: Florida Governor Ron DeSantis's shoes. A scathing new article from Politico about Ron's sanctimonious high-heeled shoes comes on the heels of an embarrassing interview on the Patrick Bet David show that led to hashtag Bootgate trending on X. The statement read, explaining that DeSantis offered up the implausible explanation that he just wears off-the-rack Lucchese boots, doing major brand damage to a great American footwear company. The Trump campaign also mocked DeSantis for his laughable claim that he's 5 feet 11 inches. Instead of telling the truth and just being comfortable in his own skin, he resorts to borderline psychotic behavior by lying to the American people, the campaign continued. Is that what this country wants in a president? Soon enough, Ron is going to wish for more putting an in-flight biohazard stories instead of having to deal with his shoes that are more appropriate for America's next top model than the campaign trail, the statement added. Indeed, for weeks, social media users have been examining the footwear choice of the presidential hopeful, as he often wears cowboy boots, presumably, critics say, to make him appear taller. However, video after video has gone viral, showing DeSantis's boots looking awkward, with the toes of his boots appearing empty in his heels, though they cannot be seen, appearing to be even more raised. Many videos of DeSantis's walk have gone viral as well, as some have accused him of walking like a woman in heels. DeSantis addressed the rumor that he wears heels, or lifts, inside his boots, during an appearance on the Patrick Bet David podcast. "No, no, 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 those are just standard, off-the-rack Lucchese," DeSantis said, asserting that he is 5'11". When asked why he does not wear tennis shoes, DeSantis said he does when he hits the gym. "I've got a gift for you," Bet David said. "I'd love for you to wear, I shop at Ferragamo." "I don't accept gifts," DeSantis said as Bet David pulled out dress shoes. "I can't accept it, I'm sorry." The story garnered the attention of Barstool Sports, whose Jerry Thornton asserted that there is no coming back from the way DeSantis handled that interview. The American people have put up with a lot. Bribery scandals. Shady business dealing scandals. Stock trading scandals. Sex scandals. Jeffrey Epstein scandals. Scandals where they lie to get us into wars. Scandals about covering up their scandalous scandals. But claiming you're almost 6 feet and wearing secret lifts to hide the fact you're closer to 5 feet 7 inches? There's no coming back from that. He added that, if he were to advise DeSantis, he would urge him to do a press conference, get out the tape measure and prove it. If he's been hiding his diminutive stature, embrace it. Blame society. Remind everyone that the last kind of body shaming that is allowed in America is men of a certain height, he suggested. He continued. Not really short men, mind you. Mock someone of Peter Dinklage's size and you're committing a hate crime. The same goes for someone as tall as Victor Wembanyama. And of course, comment on anyone's weight and you'll be shunned by polite society. But somewhere between 5'0" and 5'7", and every guy is fair game. And DeSantis was merely trying to spare himself from the cruel oppression of the conventionally sized. He was sick of being judged. And his heels were his way of fighting back against the heightriarchy. At this point, making people sympathize with him, and even feel like assholes for making him go to such extremes, is his only hope. He added. However, others are continuing to glom onto the story. Even famously underdressed Senator John Fetterman, DPA, who posted a picture of DeSantis with the caption, "Hoodie for lifts cowboy boots." To add to the narrative, Politico magazine spoke to three professional bookmakers, who said DeSantis is likely wearing lifts in his boots. The addition of the lifts can easily make boots turn into what Zephon Parker, owner of Parker Boot Company, described as 5-inch stilettos. Further, he explained that, in such cases, they will reduce the height of the heel on the boot to accommodate the lifts, which looks to be what happened here. "I've dealt with these politicians many times," Parker said. "I've helped them with their lifts. DeSantis is wearing lifts, there's no doubt." Other bootmakers speaking to the outlet pointed to the crease on the weaker parts of the shoe, which could suggest that the presidential hopeful is wearing lifts inside the boots, as it creates a perched effect. The DeSantis campaign, however, dismissed the Politico article as nonsense, deeming it a hit piece. The governor doesn't pad his boots, but if he ever needed anything to line a pet cage or fold up and wedge under a table leg, that would be the highest and best use for Politico magazine, the statement read in part. Donald Trump Jr. also addressed hashtag bootgate on his podcast Triggered, addressing critics. There's those who say, oh, I can't believe you criticize him for wearing boots, but no, no. I'm criticizing that mentality. It's that insecurity. If you're that insecure, just if you're 5'7", whatever, it is like own it, right? That insecurity on a world stage is not going to work out well for us. That's the kind of stuff that gets us into wars eventually, Trump Jr. said.